Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm glad you're here. It's Labor Day, and you know what that means. If it's Labor Day and it's just you and me, that means I got to tell you about Labor Day. It's one of those things that I've been doing now for a long time. I love doing it. I love talking about the history of Labor Day because it began as an idea in the mind of a single 19th century labor leader. But we don't know which one. But they sounded like the same guy. Matthew McGuire or Peter McGuire. They spell their names different. Different spelling. But one or the other of those guys, Matthew or Peter, came up with the idea for Labor Day. And for they cared greatly for a very important segment of the marketplace, the workers. But regardless of paternity, such a day was first celebrated on Tuesday, September 5th, 1882, in New York City. Now this is when members of the Commercial Labor Union, CLU, Confederated Labor Union, took an unpaid day off. How about that? Who would do that today, right? Unpaid? An unpaid day off to demonstrate solidarity and, of course, to have picnics. And ever since 1884, 2 years later, when President Grover Cleveland signed the first Monday in September as Labor Day, it's been an official federal holiday. Now, you remember, he did that as a reaction to the heavy-handed American government's influence on the Pullman strike. Some of you may you won't remember it. I'm not saying that. But you've studied about that. Well, there was a Pullman strike. And the government came in and killed some people way back in those days. I guess it was 83. Anyway, so in response to that heavy-handedness, he gave in and signed Labor Day into law in 1884. In 1898, Samuel Gompers, then head of the American Federation of Labor, the AFL, which is still alive today, he called Labor Day, quote, the day for which the toilers in past centuries look forward, when their rights and their wrongs would be discussed, that the workers of our day may not only lay down their tools of labor for a holiday, but upon which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it, end quote. Alas, our entrepreneurs aren't organized like our labor union brethren are, because we're too busy making payroll, frankly. There is no single small business day officially decreed by the U.S. government. No Entrepreneur's Day set aside to honor the few who do so much for so many. A day to picnic and party down in honor of the real heroes of the marketplace, small business owners. There is actually a Small Business Week when the U.S. Small Business Administration recognizes the creme de la creme of entrepreneurs in America. But alas, it's not an official day. It's not always in the same week every year. They move it around. It's like an itinerant holiday. it's like an itinerant recognition. It's not even. They can't even find one place to hang their hat. And even though Small Business Day is celebrated around the country in different cities, it's just not like Labor Day. But you know, small business owners represent 98% of all businesses. Did you know that? Over half of the $19 trillion GDP of America, over half, produced by small business owners. Did you know that? Plus, we sign the front of the paychecks of over half of all U.S. workers, about 70 million. We sign the front of the checks. So let's see. Big deal on Labor Day, but no Small Business Day. My question is, what's wrong with this picture? So what's the answer? Well, let's celebrate Small Business Day in a way no other national holiday has been established. On a Sunday. Let's establish a national Small Business Day on a Sunday. Actually, I'm proposing the second Sunday in August. I'm preferring Sunday because that would create the least payroll expense. August is the month of choice because it's when politicians are home on recess, right? They're getting ready for their Labor Day picnics, right? And this way, they can practice casting their pearls before small business owners in preparation for eating barbecue and sucking up to unions on Labor Day. So that's my deal. We should do it. It should be a national Small Business Day on the second Sunday in August. And what would happen, to paraphrase Samuel Gompers, small business owners deserve a day for which they, these signers of the front of paychecks, can look forward to when their rights and wrongs would be discussed, that the small employer of our day may not only lay down their challenges for a holiday, but during which they may touch shoulders in marching phalanx and feel the stronger for it, end quote. That's my quote, by the way. So think about that, folks. What if we could make that happen? Don't you think it's time for a small business day? So here's what you do. Contact your local, here's an organization that will help you get it going, the NFIB. Go to your state-level NFIB office. This is what I've done. I've done this myself. I'm not asking you to do anything that I haven't already done with some help from some other people. Go to your state NFIB office. Every state in America has a National Federation of Independent Business NFIB office. Find the director of that state office. Tell them you want to get started getting Small Business Day begun in the states. See, this we'd incubate this in the state at the state level. This is how so many other things got happened. This is how Labor Day got started. New York claimed to be the first one, but Oregon claims to be the first. And other states claim to have their own Labor Day. So we could incubate it in the states. And we get enough states declaring the second Tuesday in August needs to be that. It needs to be a Sunday in August, but not Labor Day, right? Not the Sunday before Labor Day. We don't want to compete. We're not trying to get jam them up or anything. But think about that, folks. Get started. I think if you'll contact the NFIB at your state level, you'll find a person that if you'll work with them, they'll help you and they'll get it through the legislature. I've seen it happen before. It can happen. And one day, maybe before I die, we'll have a national Small Business Day. I'm Jim Blassingame, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.